Curtis told me this morning when we were singing, he said, it was a grace upon you to sing today. He said, because I didn't even know if I'd be able to. And they sang for far longer than they normally do. But when God has a job for you to do, there's a grace that he puts upon your life. That he provides, a strength that he gives for each and every one of us. And I was fighting some things myself today, and I said, I don't care, devil, you are under my feet.
Amen.
I'm going to go preach under the anointing, and God's going to minister to the people here because he's got something that he wants to say.
Amen.
And so, personally, I've been praying and talking to God a lot lately about wanting him to use me. I want him to use me. And then to find out where he wants to use me and what direction that he wanted me to go. And I started praying about tonight's message. And I heard the simple phrase, let's play hide and seek. Pray with me. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your Holy Spirit and what you're doing in our lives right now. Lord, I thank you for the things that you have for us to do, Lord. I pray that you will give the people here tonight ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to receive what you have for them. Lord, speak through me the words that you would have me to say, that they will fall on good ground. And I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You see, have you ever had the Holy Spirit speak something to you? And it was so quiet and simple, and yet so profound at the exact same time. Well, honestly, that's kind of how it was for me. When I heard that phrase, I was almost taken aback a little bit, because it was just so simple. I'm like, I'm waiting for some great divine revelation, you know, about the direction that he'd have me to go. And the word that I got was, let's play hide and seek. And I began to meditate on that. Because, honestly, I've never really thought about my relationship with God that way. But you see, he doesn't want your relationship with him to be a chore. He wants it to be fun and exciting. And I've never thought about it in light of that simple game. I'm sure everyone's played hide and seek as a child. Maybe as an adult with the kids, Chris does that stuff a lot. But, you know, it was great to go run around with your brothers, sisters, cousins, friends. And it was a challenge to see who could find the best hiding place. And then the ones that were seeking that person or trying to find them, it was a challenge for them to find what was hidden. But in that, he was also reminding me that there are things that he wants to show me that are hidden in him. And the only way that I find them is when I seek him. And as I began to study it out, I realized that there are quite a few scriptures in the Bible about seeking the Lord. I'm going to go over a few of them. If you want to jot down the references, that's fine. You may not have time to look all of them up right now. But one I came across was Jeremiah 29:13. And it says, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye search for me with all your heart. Ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. When you're playing hide and seek sometimes, if you're not serious about finding the person and you're not really looking for them, chances are you're never actually going to find them. You've got to really be going after what you're looking for in order to find them. The next verse I came across is 1 Chronicles 16:11. And it says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. God has things for each and every one of us to do. But he never intended for us to do any of it in our own strength. He never intended for us to do it in our own strength. That's why he's given us the Holy Spirit as a helper. So we're supposed to seek the Lord and his strength and to seek his face continually. James 4:8 says, move close to God, and he will come close to you. Move close to God, and he will come close to you. The next was Deuteronomy 4:29. It says, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. God is telling us over and over and over again, if we will seek him with all our heart and all our soul, we will find him. In Proverbs 8:17, it says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. God wants us to set aside time for him, to seek him. Matthew 6:33 says it like this. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first. God's saying, seek me first. Seek my kingdom first. And if you do this, all these things will be added unto you. Now, most of us have heard some, if not all of these scriptures at some point in time, right? A good portion of them. But let me see if I can help put it into perspective for you tonight. Because we all have desires. Do you have desires in your life? It's natural for us to have desires. Many desires are love, acceptance, validation, confidence, respect, happiness, security, peace, freedom, joy. As I named many of those desires, have any of those desires, have you ever found any of those in yourself? Maybe all of them. We all have desires. But I want to show you guys something.
Let's pretend for just a minute.
I got this rope. And this end over here, that represents God. That end represents God. And this end over here, it represents us. And whether we realize it or not, all of our desires are connected to God. All of our desires are connected to God. Because you see, he created you and he created me. And he planted all of those things inside of us. He made you to be you because he has a purpose and a plan for your life. So he gave us each desires that go along with that purpose and plan that he has for us.
Amen.
So, but oftentimes, we get caught up on ourselves. How many times do we get caught in self mode instead of God mode? And more often than not, we search for all these desires. There's nothing wrong with having desires, but we search for them in the wrong places. We search for them in the wrong places. We go after money and relationships and jobs and addictions and material things. And, you know, we think about ourselves. And we're like, God, we want you in our life, but we'll come back to you when we have the time. Because right now, I'm too busy to go to church, or I'm too busy to do what you have for me. I've got too much work to do, and maybe, you know, family life is just stressful right now. I don't have time to deal with that. I don't have extra time to spend in the Word with you. My children are driving me crazy. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what it is in your life. But we all have things that we encounter. And we get so caught up. We're like, well, we want to have a nice house and a nice car and a nice this and a nice that. And we go after so many natural things because it's all about me, 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 and what I want and what I desire. And God just gets dragged along for the ride. Because it's not about him. So, then we get to a point. We might not say it out loud, but basically by doing that, we tell God that we'll spend more time with him once we get everything else in our life figured out. And we carry him, like I said, along for the ride. We don't want to let it go because we want to make sure he's accessible if we need him. But otherwise, we're just going to keep doing things our way. Because it's easier if we just do it our way. We'll pick him up when we need him. Other than that, we've got it all figured out. I'm here to tell you tonight, we don't have it all figured out.
Right.
Because then we end up weighed down by all the pressures of life. Who's been weighed down by the pressures of life? We get weighed down because we're trying to fulfill all of those desires our way. And God's over here following along, and he's like, I've got a better way for you. I've got a better way for you. Your desires are not the problem. God actually created us in such a way that all of our desires will be found in him. So, if we will let go of ourselves and we'll pick up God's side, you see, he wants some things for us. He wants us to draw near to him. He wants us to wrap ourselves in him.
Yes, amen.
And the more that we do that, the closer our desires,
yes, amen,
come to us. Because the more and the more that we immerse ourselves in God, the more he fulfills the desires of our heart.
Yes, amen.
Because he says in his word over and over again, seek me. Seek me first, and I'll give you rest. Seek me, and I'll give you the desires of your heart. It's not that God doesn't want you to have things and desires and all the stuff that he planted inside of you. He just wants you to go after them his way. And when you go after them his way, not only does he fulfill all of your needs, he uses you to be able to bless somebody else. And I'm here to tell you, you can have as much of God as you desire. You can have as much of him as you desire. But more of him is going to require less of you. More of him is going to require less of you. You will have to set yourself aside and choose to put him first. I don't know how that looks for you. We all have things that we deal with in life that weigh us down, that hold us back from a deeper relationship with God, from seeking after him more. And the Holy Spirit, you can tell in this morning and tonight, that he is drawing us closer. He wants us to draw near to him. He wants to do some things in your life. And maybe you're realizing that you need to seek him more, because we all do. But sometimes we're not even completely sure what that looks like because we've been doing it our own way for so long. We've been doing it our own way for so long that we have a hard time listening. And if you're an independent or stubborn person, like I can be sometimes, it's hard to let go of self. It's hard to let go of self. Nobody wants to do that. But if we want more of God, we're going to have to let go of us. We're going to have to let go of us. And we must learn to quiet our mind. So that all that matters in that moment is us and God. Because it's all about getting rid of the distractions. It's all about getting rid of the distractions. Have you ever been riding in the car and you got the music up playing and you're coming into some traffic or somewhere you need to be and you turn the radio down so you can see better? You ever been there? Well, guess what? Your eyes did not change. Not one bit. What you were doing is turning down the distractions. And that's what it is for us. We have to turn down the distractions in our life so that we can hear him more clearly.
Yes, amen.
And I'm telling you, the more that I've been praying and seeking him about direction and things that he wants for me, you better get ready because he's going to move you out of your comfort zone.
Yes, amen.
There was a night this week that he woke me up around 3 in the morning, and I was up for several hours praying and speaking to the Lord because he was trying to get some things through to me. Well, my life and schedule is busy. And if it takes 2 hours in the middle of the night for me to get quiet enough to hear what he's trying to tell me, then that's what he's going to do. It may make you uncomfortable sometimes. You might have to let go of a little bit of sleep. Or you might have to let go of watching an extra TV show so you can spend more time with him. You might have to let go of talking on the phone to your friends so you can talk to your Father instead.
Yes, amen.
There are going to be some things that he requires of us in order to move us to the next level. But when we seek him and seek him with all our heart, we will find him. And he will feel the desires that we have inside. Because God wants you to desire him. He wants you to desire him. He has secrets that he wants to reveal to us, his children. But first, we must find him in the secret place. And that's what God was trying to tell me when he said, let's play hide and seek. He's like, I've got great things for you. I've got some secrets that I want to tell you. And the only way that you're going to find them out is to seek after me. Spend time with me in the secret place. And he teaches us how to do these things through studying his word. Because his word is life to all who find it and health to all their flesh. Matthew 6:6, I'm going to actually read this in two translations. First in the King James, and it says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. And I'm also going to read it in the Remedy translation. It says it like this, but when you talk with God, go to a private place where you can be genuinely intimate with your Father and be open with him. Then you will experience the reward that comes from sharing the secrets of your heart with him. Because God has secrets that he wants to share with you, and he wants you to share your secrets with him. I'll give you an example. Have you ever had, as an adult or child or teenager, grown up, brother, sister, friend call you and they are super, super excited when you answer the phone and they're like, I have got something to tell you. Can you picture that?
Yes.
You ever had that happen? Okay. Well, chances are, in that moment, you separated yourself from whatever was going on around you and you went to a quiet location so that you could listen. And then when you get there, you know, you tell them you're ready. Okay, I can listen now. And you're hanging on every word because you know that the person on the other end of the line has got something good to tell you. And you want to hear about it. You want to hear about it. God wants us to have that same level of excitement and desire with him. Because he has some amazing things that he wants to reveal to us whenever we talk to him. He wants to be your friend. He wants to be your father. He wants to be everything that you need. No matter what that is. You might not have had those type of relationships in your life. And you might not be able to relate on a natural sense. But God wants to provide that for you. He loves you. And he desires you. And he wants you to desire him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. He wants you to chase after him, to be excited to talk to him. Because God has so much more for us than we could ever think or even imagine on our own. But he also wants to become our hiding place. He wants to become our hiding place. Because sometimes when we're dealing with things in life, we need a way of escape. We just need a way of escape. And God wants to be that for us. Psalms 91:1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And Psalms 119:14 says, you are my hiding place and my shield. My hope is based on your word. As I was reading and studying those scriptures, I was reminded of a cave that I actually went to visit with a friend of mine. We went hiking up in the mountains, and when we went, there was a secret cave that was underneath. The landscape looked natural. Like, it kind of looked like a hill. You couldn't tell there was a cave underneath of it when you were walking by on the trail. But if you circled around to the back, there was a hidden place that you could go. And we climbed in there and, you know, looked all around. And God wants to be that hiding place for us. I pictured it just like this. The wings of the Almighty. And God's miraculous giant wings, and they're like this. And he's created this secret cave that we can hide under. But in order to get to it, we've got to seek him. We've got to get wrapped up in him. And like I was saying, from the view on the trail, it looked like just a natural landscape. You couldn't tell. And that cave was actually used by soldiers during one of the wars to hide from their enemies. And God wants to be that place where you can hide from your enemies. And you can strengthen yourself and build yourself back up. That is our secret place. That's our secret place. And when we seek him with all our might, we find him. And when we find him and we spend time in the secret place, it renews our strength. It says, when we wait upon the Lord, our strength will be renewed like eagles. We'll mount up on wings like eagles. And we'll run and not grow weary. We'll walk and not faint. I might have switched that around just a little bit, but you get the gist of it. That's what God is trying to do for us. When we learn to wrap ourselves in him and dwell in the secret place, it provides a hiding place from our enemies and anything that comes against us. But in order to walk in his divine protection that he has for us, we must learn to seek him first. We must learn to seek him first. And I'm seeing more and more of that because he's brought me back to Psalm 91 several times. And I keep going back because there's more and more that he has for us. And he wants to be your protection and your strength. But in order to do that, we have to learn to dwell in the secret place. But so often, we end up with distractions in life that weigh us down and keep us from pursuing the things that He has for us. You see, God wants more for us. And at the beginning of the service, I gave you, each of you guys, a piece of paper. And I want you to take just a minute, and I want you to write down something in your life that you feel like is holding you back. Something in your life that you feel like is holding you back. It might just be busyness. For some people, it might be doubt and unbelief in a certain area. Maybe it's just selfish desires because you don't want to let go of some things that you want. I don't know what that is for you. It could be unforgiveness. Maybe you've been hurt by something or someone and you haven't been able to let it go. It could be unmet expectations. The devil will use anything he can to keep you distracted from the things of God. This is between you and God. Nobody's going to read these things, so don't worry about that. But I want you to write something down that could be holding you back. Doesn't mean that you're not a Christian. Doesn't mean you're a bad person or you're not doing things right. He's trying to take us all to a different level because He has more for each and every one of us. And then once you get that written down, I want you to just fold it in half and bring it up here. And I've got little clips on these strings. And I want you to clip it onto one of them. It can have more than one paper on a clip if needed. Because God has things that He wants to do for you. And as long as you're carrying the weight yourself, you're not going to accomplish the things that He has for you. We have to be able to let go. You can go ahead and start coming up if you have yours ready. And whatever it is, I don't know. But it's time to let it go. But you know what? The devil wants to complicate things in your life. He wants you to make you think that escaping is harder than you think. But God has a purpose and a plan for you. And whatever, you need to write on your paper and bring it up. No, there's some clip to the string. You can put it on another one that's there.
I need more fingers or something.
Need a flashlight?
Flashlight.
I got one on the phone. Get that one.
You can put them back together.
But when we give things to God, it's okay.
She needs your help. She needs your help.
I think you got it.
Is it right?
Pretty good at selling.
God wants you to release whatever it is that's holding you back from receiving the best that God has for you. Because he has good things for you. Because you see, when we give things to God and release them to him, the weight is lifted off of us.
Amen.
He doesn't want you to carry it anymore. It doesn't belong to you. And all you've got to do is simply give it to him. Seek him and what he has for you. Y'all go back to your seats. And I'm going to have Brother Bobby turn on a song, praise and worship, for just a few minutes. And I want you to take some time tonight and to seek God before heading home. Because the real challenge is going to come after you leave. It's easy to seek God when you're in the house of God. It's easy for that. But are you willing to set yourself aside in order to have more of God? Are you willing to set yourself aside to have more of him? So I challenge you this year, let's play a little more hide and seek. Let's play a little more hide and seek. Go ahead, Mr. Bobby.